This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, a look at the new Facebook and Instagram tools that aim to curb your obsessive desire to scroll and tap your way through life via social media. How Facebook's soon-to-be-released features will aim to do that. But first, these tech headlines. Well, it finally happened. Apple's market capitalization reaches $1 trillion. The Silicon Valley giant became the first U.S.-listed company to surpass $1 trillion in stock market value, underscoring the iPhone maker's explosive growth and its role in fueling the rise of the tech industry to the forefront of the global economy. Shares of the world's now most valuable public company climbed above $207.04, making it worth $1 trillion overall. The stock has risen more than 21% so far this year. And while all that was happening, Cupertino in California, home of Apple, backed down from a proposal for a per-employee tax on big companies. The Journal reports that the proposal faced opposition from local businesses and a direct appeal from Apple to consider alternatives. Neighbor Mountain View, Apple's hometown, voted unanimously last month to put the same type of tax on the ballot. GOP senators reject an election security bill. Vice President Mike Pence said the administration will step up efforts to deter cyber attacks against U.S. democracy. However, no one told the Senate, apparently. Republican senators rejected an amendment by Senator Patrick Leahy to provide an extra $250 million to states for election cybersecurity. Google is considering censored search engines for a return to China. It's testing a mobile version of its search engine that would adhere to China's strict controls over content. The Wall Street Journal's Douglas McMillan writes that if true, the effort marks a dramatic about-face for the company, which abandoned its Chinese search operations in 2010 in protest to the state's censorship. Coming up, Facebook says it has help how it aims to keep you in line with your out-of-control social media binging. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. So as the Wall Street Journal's Katie Binley writes, it's hard to think of two apps that can be more of a mindless time suck than Instagram and Big Brother Facebook. As such, Facebook has just announced new tools that tell us more about how much time we're spending in its apps, and it will also give us a nudge when it's time for a break. Let's get more. Joining us now from San Francisco is Katie Binley. Hey, Katie.
Hi.
So this, we're really seeing these trends continue all throughout big tech, and it goes to show how not just Facebook, but how a lot of these big companies are getting serious about how real the harmful effects of social media can be.
Yeah, I mean, they seem to be trying to at least give us more information about how much time we're spending in the apps. With these two new tools coming from Facebook and Instagram, what you have first is at the top of your, quote, activity board. It'll show you the average number of minutes per day that you spent on Facebook or Instagram that week. And then below it, you'll get a bar chart that'll have it broken down by day so you can see how many minutes you were on Facebook or Instagram each day. The catch is that this is for, you know, your in-app time. So let's say, you know, so if you've got an iPhone and you have the Instagram app, it's going to show you how much time, you know, you actually were in the app on your iPhone. If you also have the app on your iPad and you sometimes, like, you know, log in at night and, you know, view Instagram there, it's not going to include that tally. That'll be a separate tally in your feed on your,
right,
on your iPad.
Your desktop at work, you know, there's so many ways.
I think something that's actually kind of important is that they don't actually count, you know, when you're on your browser. So like if you log into Facebook at work, you know, mindlessly from time to time, those minutes aren't actually counted in your activity log. So you're getting a picture, but it's not really a complete picture.
Interesting. I mean, I guess putting a number on how much time you spend on Facebook and Instagram is probably going to put things into perspective. But the other option you're going to see right next to that is managing your time. What's new by way of time management?
So it's basically going to be like a daily reminder alarm. So what you'd probably do is take a look at your average number of minutes and then, I guess, kind of have to think about, like, how do I feel about that amount of time? Like, am I glad I spend, you know, an hour a day on Facebook, or would I like to cut that down to maybe 15 minutes? And so I would say just, you know, figure out what kind of time you're comfortable with or that you think makes sense. And then what you would do is go into this manage your time thing. and you would actually set a timer. And then what happens is once you've hit that, a pop-up will appear telling you that you've, you know, reached your limit. Obviously, you can just like click OK and keep on scrolling if you want. But it is meant to be kind of a nudge that, you know, that you've reached your self-imposed limit.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of nudges, and this is probably good because a lot of people could probably avoid getting sucked in if not for those little red numbers toying with our curiosity. So you can do more with notifications now, I see, right?
Yeah. So what they've got is like a mute option. I, a while back, just kind of got rid of as many Facebook notifications as I could because I just found that it was like ridiculous. Every time, you know, you become friends with someone, you get an alert now also friends on Messenger. And maybe like I don't really want to start a conversation with several of the people that I became right. Facebook friends with. It's just not necessary. So I already had done that a while ago. But the one way that I kind of think the mute notifications thing is kind of nice, basically what it does is you're going to get a range of time. So it's kind of like a snooze button. So you can choose from between 15 minutes and 8 hours of how long you'd like to not get notifications. And I was kind of trying to think up like, huh, would I ever really use this? I mean, for Facebook, not really, because like I said, I've already gotten a lot of them disabled. But for Instagram, one thing it's kind of nice for is like if you're on vacation and you really want to post, you know, a great picture that you took, but you don't want to be completely taken out of the moment by then constantly getting notified right. that your friends have liked it. It's probably not a bad idea to be like, all right, I'm going to post my story or my photo or my video or whatever it is, and then I'm going to mute notifications for 4 hours, and I can, you know, finish my hike and spend time with whoever I'm with and focus on that as opposed to constantly being drawn back into your phone. I think for stuff like that, it's actually not a bad idea. It obviously depends on, you know, how much you like notifications and how much you don't and how, you know, how often you want to be alerted that somebody has liked something or done something.
Yeah, no, we're all different, and it's good to have these different options here.
Yeah.
But this is, we were just talking about this before the podcast. Fall is actually fastly approaching, which is kind of depressing.
It is. Yes.
But the good news is that it means iOS 12 is around the corner as well, and there's more coming by way of this initiative, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to also be giving you some graphs with how much time you're spending in various apps and some notification controls and things like that. So it'll be interesting once that comes out, you know, like how those tools compare to what we're seeing from Facebook and Instagram. And when they do come out, we will obviously tell everybody what we think of them.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Katie okay. Binley, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That ends the Tech News Briefing for now. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.